Well, hi, it's Mac, it's McCoggan here on Audio Boo. And it's good to hear that Bernie Goldbach, who is up at Top Gold and all the best social platforms, of course he is, one of the best, has not given up, as I had feared, his Sunday review of the papers. Bernie explains it all in his Audio Boo. And it was very interesting, of course, to hear him run through the topics and items that hit his headlines. Shell cracking over there in the States, about to happen here. And being a region where shale mining was big many, many years ago, you even have a few shale mining museums in this area. It was interesting to hear they're going to resurrect this. Not as bad, I suppose, as burning kelp, which I watched in a video last night on Coast, where thousands of islanders in the Outer Hebrides were forced, literally forced, to burn kelp, to harvest it and burn it to make the wealthy wealthier and keep them living in poverty until the source died out, or at least the source was found from another area, another country, and they were abandoned with no pay and back to their humble and poverty-stricken lives. Anyway, shale mining, another thing. I guess there'll be a lot of objection to that, but the topic that I really wanted to hit on here was Bernie's take on the horrific crime over there in the United States recently. I have no wish to put my thoughts out on what should have been done, what could have been done, gun laws or anything. I think there's better people out there that understand life and people's psychology better than I do. But the one thing that I did take in from Bernie was that we really need to stop publicising these people. The people that carry out the deeds, that is. As he said, they can, if they are mentally deranged in some way, whatever, if someone is mentally deranged, they are not sane, are they? So we have to accept that. But seeing the opportunity, as Bernie says, of getting your name up in lights, albeit you may well be dead by that time, but knowing you're going to have fame, and your name and face and your whole life history pushed up there onto the internet and into the papers and all over the media, is in itself an incentive for these people to grab a gun or guns and go out in a blaze of glory. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I'm in 100% agreement with Bernie on that one. We really need to stop publicising these people. If an event happens, we deal with those that were struck down or involved with the crime, but we do not mention, and we certainly do not publicise the perpetrator of the crime or perpetrators, because that way you've already given them the glory that they sought to seek or sought out in the first instance when they went on their mission. So another great lesson, Bernie. I'm really glad you hadn't abandoned your reviews. I look forward to them every weekend or every Monday whenever I can. Bye for now.